Hello everyone. It's been a long time. Actually, I don't know what's going on with my voice right now. I don't know why it sounds like that. It's been quite the while, as most of my audience know, 'cause I have an audience now, very big. Like 100 people is a lot of people listening. Anyways, I am thankful for that. But the last episode was April 10th, 2020, and come on, everyone knows that that was like the beginning of the pandemic, like that just wave of the pandemic came in like the US in that early stage, and everyone's just not there. Just it's just that's a year no one really wants to talk about, so that is not what we're going to do in today's episode. First off, because I will give a greeting. Hello, my name is Cheyenne, and I am older now. I don't have to say my exact age. No one cares about that. No one needs to care about that. But I am older now. I've grown a bit. I will say, I guess my voice does sound very mature than what it was before. But I've been waiting to do another episode again. But within the years, like I guess just two years now, 3 years. Within those years, I was just focusing on other things, like some most people do, studying, family, school, and it's just I have quite the topics to talk about. I have four topics that I will be talking about for today's podcast, and I really do hope you guys. I hope and wonder that you guys will enjoy today's episode, because it's been a while and this is season two, episode one. Let's go! Okay, the first topic I'm going to talk about is sports. So, no one, not even my YouTube subscribers, know this. I don't even think the three friends I have now know this, but I love sports. How can I explain the passion for sports? Sports, just all of them, all of them. Although I don't play all of them and I haven't played every single one. But my experience with sports, I just like the energy of it, the compound of it, everything, the competitiveness. While I need to work on my English. It's wow. What else is there to go on about? I feel like even if I say it, you don't know it. But if I say it and I feel it, then I know it. And I'm still learning how to convey some of the things. Not every single thing needs to be conveyed from one feeling into words and then for someone else to understand. Not everyone has to know every single bit of detail. So I'll explain it to the best of my ability. I am still a gymnast. I always have been, and I will be. Although I haven't had any competitions or any, like, I've always done tryouts, I've always done beginner classes, but I know that my coaches in gymnastics, when I used to attend a few years back, they always look at me because I know coaches really don't like this. They don't like seeing kids that are too tall for like the beginner's class, because they say the late age to start gym is 12 years old, and I think I started when I was 11 or 10. But I was just like, I know they felt embarrassed to have me in that class, and I know they wanted to move me up, like to level one and level three and all the way up. But I could, but it was more expensive to pay for the class, and it would have been nice, but I know it's just the things that most parents do for their kids now. You just have to be thankful and accept those things. So that's what I did, and I still train today. I remember the first time I wanted to start gymnastics. I was probably 9 or 8. There was this one YouTuber that had inspired me. I won't say her name because she retired. But she had inspired me to do gymnastics, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do that too. It's really cool. But then I was like, when I first started doing my own training, because I couldn't really afford to get like a personal coach like the YouTuber I watch had. So I was just training on my own, looking up things on the internet, how to stretch, how to prepare, what's a cartwheel, what's a back handspring, what is that? And I kept searching and looking up those things. And I was just, it's just, I remember this so nostalgic moment when my dad came home from work at night, and then I was still up in the living room, and I had one pillow at my right foot and one pillow at my left foot, and I was trying my best to get my splits. As I tell my friends, if I can do the splits, if I get really flexible, will you put me in gymnastics class? And I said, this is something you're gonna have to commit to. Are you sure you wanna do this? We can't just do this. And then you don't wanna do this, and then we're wasting money, and we could have done something else. And I said, no, I'm gonna train really hard. And then my dad's all like, okay, you better train then. And then so I trained as much as I could. I trained in the morning, I woke up really early before I went to school, and I trained at night until my dad got back from work at like 10 or something. And then my mom would always yell at me, go to sleep, go to sleep. And then I could never really wake up in the mornings when it was time to school because my body just felt so sore and exhausted. But I didn't really go to my parents and tell them that I was sore from training myself. I didn't even know if I was training myself properly. But what I did know is that I did feel stronger. I did feel like I was reaching towards not this goal, but this passion that was really this passion that I help create for myself. Like, I held my own hand and I guided myself to my passion. I don't really see it as a goal because I reached the flexibility that I wanted to get to, and now I'm here. And then sometimes it does get exhausting when I used to train by myself. But I didn't tell my parents that it was exhausting because I know if I told them that I was exhausted, then I'd be like, this is too much for you. You cannot do it. But no, I kept to myself and I kept going. But if you do get tired and exhausted from training or anything else, you should take a break. I know that now, growing up as a small person, a small child, I suppose I am. Small thing. Anyways, just the whole thing of it is nostalgic. And I'm excited to be where I am now, but there are things that are so aggravating, so eager, and I do miss going back to gymnastics. But I don't think I would feel comfortable going back. And I haven't told my parents this because I don't really know what they would say. I don't know what to expect from them if I tell them. I do want to go back, but I wouldn't feel comfortable going back because I don't know where I would be. I would go back to the same gym that I used to go, but I just don't know how I would belong because I'm so independent in a way where I stay to myself. So trying to go back after all these years would be more than difficult for me. So I just hold on to the nostalgic memories of being at the gym and just working on my upper body strength, doing conditioning, the bars, the beam. I always did fall off the beam. I remember there was a girl in my class that did split the beam. Oh my gosh. I didn't flinch though when she fell. She wasn't on the same beam as me, but she had to leave immediately. That's why most gymnasts, I can't say this for every gymnast, but most gymnasts in my class, that were in my class back then, were scared to do the beam. My favorite event was beam and was bars. Vault is scary. I mean, I like running, but then the whole jump on the springboard, flip, oh no. I can't even remember most of the terms that we used back then, anyways. Oh, those days are nostalgic. I try not to get so off topic, but then, as like before in season one, I just go back and forth and bounce between topics. And this time for season two, I'm trying to have it organized right now. And I also am trying to work on my less stuttering and less gibberish words. I want to make things clear so that my audience can really see it. Well, not see it, but hear it, see. Like, I made a mistake there. I try not to make too many mistakes when doing the podcast, but I'm always trying. I'm always going to work on those things. I'm always going to take a break if it gets too frustrating, because I do forget to do that when I feel like I'm working hard. I don't ever feel like I'm working too hard. I do feel like I'm working, and I do feel exhausted, but I guess I just keep going. But this year and last year, I've been trying to remind myself to take a break. I don't know why my voice sounds like I'm crying. Also, before we move on to the next topic, let me finish up this topic real quick. So, after that one night when I was training in the living room with the pillows, you know, at one foot and the other, and my dad came out and he saw, he was like, "Whoa, you're almost close to doing the splits. I see you've been working hard." And then I show off my muscles, like, yes. I show my biceps on both arms. He's like, "Okay, so are you ready to go to the gym now and start training? And then the Olympics?" I was like, "What? What is that?" So then, back then, I knew there was like things after sports that you would do, but the Olympics, I've heard of, but I never drawn interest. So there are things like, I think even adults know this too. As a child, you would hear these things or big words and you would be like, "Oh," and then you move on to something else. But then hearing them again, and now you're curious, what is this? What is this thing you're talking about? So then when I learned about the Olympics, I was watching videos and all that, I was like, yes, I will make it there. And then there was sort of this point where I was like, I don't want to go to the Olympics. I just want to compete. I just want to show this talent, this passion that I've been working toward. I don't really want to be judged personally on anything about me. But being judged by the judges and competitions and the Olympics possibly was something that I was okay with. I was like, I gotta be here. I gotta get here. So after that night and then the next morning, my mom actually, no, not the next morning, I think it was afternoon. Who cares? Anyways, my mom had took me to the gym. We had drove up there and she had talked to the coaches and some few younger gymnasts, asking them how did they feel training at this gym and all that. And they said it was tough, but they did love doing it. Or I think there was somebody that didn't like doing it and that they were forced to do it. And that I didn't really pay attention to, because things that aren't really my business, I just don't bother going into. But more on to now. And now that I'm thankful, even though I'm not in gym today, I'm thankful that I'm still a gymnast. But the body of a gymnast, the power of a young lady, and growing a mindset that can be stronger, knowledgeable, and truthful as well. Okay, now I will move on to the second topic, which is feeling, and to talk about how I'm feeling. Okay, now I'm ready to say this. My last episode, which was crying for a year, yeah, I did not really, okay, first I want to apologize for making anyone worry about me. I think that was a point where I was exhausted of probably studying, or I don't know what I was doing actually. I'm not really sure what happened. I guess I can call that the past now, but I'm doing all right now. I didn't mean to make anyone worry, and I need to be, honestly, I need to be more cautious about what I put on my podcast to make sure it doesn't hurt or offend anyone or myself, because I don't think that was okay for me to post an episode like that. So from now on, I will be cautious of the episodes that are uploaded onto this platform and other platforms that my podcast reaches. So I'm sorry for anyone that did worry and was becoming worried. I did not mean to make you worried. I was just expressing how I was feeling then. And I'm feeling pretty all right now. And for my voice, I don't know why. I had a peanut butter jelly like maybe an hour or two ago, and now my voice is like, I don't know why. It probably sounds like I was crying, but I promise I was not crying. I don't know why my voice sounds like that. I don't know what to do now. Now, this topic is sensitive, but I am almost sure, and I will soon be 100% sure that this topic is not completely sensitive to, it won't offend anyone or nothing. It will be okay for me to talk about this topic because I reviewed what I will say today. So for this topic and feeling, this topic is just about my friends mostly, because the three friends that I have, and I don't mean that to point out like a person that seems lonely or is lonely, nothing like that. I'm completely okay with the three friends I've had because I'm grateful to have those friends. But this feeling is how you treat the friends you have. And as I had some self-reflection, and I did have a reflection of others, if anyone knows what I'm trying to say, I will find the word for it soon. But I had a reflection of others of how they look at me, how they treat me, and how I look at them, and how they see me. Because I always tend to get a grasp of how others view me as a human being and as their friend or someone. So, first off, I want to mention a friend that did live kind of close to me. I did not treat her like a friend because whenever she wanted to hang out, I did not want to hang out. And that could have been just the introvert in me because moving to a new town away from the friends you grew up with in elementary and then going to a middle school, I'm talking about like this was a few years ago, just before the pandemic, and going to a new middle school and then making new friends, and then how will you treat these friends that you did not grow up with but probably will be growing up with for the next 2 years? See, I've had quite the amount of time, months and days, to reflect on this, and I didn't want to think about it too much because I thought, who else would be thinking about this? Nobody in class would be thinking about this. Nobody at school, nobody outside of school would be thinking about these kind of things that I think about. And that's when I came back to the point, is that I overthink again. And I have to stop doing that because it just brings headaches and, oh, those are so irritating. So, this friend, when she wanted to hang out, I did not want to hang out. Like, it's not because I didn't like her. It's not because I thought of her as rude. It's just I did not want to hang out. And then there were times where, in my mind, where I'm like, wait, I think I do want to hang out. Not because I really want to, but because she wants to. So I'm not really a hangout with people person. That's not something I do. Like, if you're my friend and I see you from afar, then you could say hi and I could walk the other way, but I don't do that on purpose. I am lacking communication and people skills, which I've been trying to work on since this year, since quarantine and the pandemic, because I thought that's not right how I treat my friends that way. And they see me and they're not ignoring me, so why am I ignoring them? I couldn't really see myself all the way because I was being selfish and keeping to myself whenever my friends would tell me like stories or experience in their life. I was like, Well, you usually only hear this kind of thing from adults. Adults really only talk a lot and tell about their life experience. So it was new to me for my friends to tell me things in their past and some things that I thought were sensitive. And I thought, wait, why are they telling me this? This seems like too much for me to know. Are they too close to me? I don't want them too close to me. They just should not be this close to me. Like, it seemed like they had almost their full trust within me. And I thought, so they don't think I won't run off and tell someone else? I mean, I won't, and I did not, and I will not, because that's not what you do. You don't do that to friends. But I just thought, they just tell me things about themselves. And what did I tell them? I think I told them lies about me, because I was afraid that they would run off and tell things about me, and when I thought about that to myself, I did cry because I knew that that wasn't okay and I did not treat them like my friends. And there were other times where on social media, why does it always sound like I'm crying? I swear I'm not crying. On social media where I did have another friend that I would message back and forth because I was happy to see this friend at school, but I don't know why I couldn't tell than that in person. I just want to say I'm so happy to see you at school because I don't have any friends here at this school, so you're my friend here. But I will only tell them that on social media and only talk to them on social media. And I was like, I kept doing it over and running back and forth to my phone. I was like, why don't I just go up to them and talk to them? This is not good. Then I would throw a fit all to myself in my room. And then eventually I get tired of myself, so I go to my mom and dad. Then I sway these things that I'm feeling onto other topics, hoping that they can see the connection as to where I'm going with this so they can help me understand me. But it didn't exactly work that way. I mean, they did give advice and it was useful. I don't know about helpful, but it was useful. The point is that my friends were honest and I was less than half but more than half of nothing that could be honest with them. But I think during 2020, I think it was August 2020, I had logged out of all my social media and I think I threw away Snapchat, like deleted it off my phone. And I just stepped away from social media all the way in 2021. And then I think that's when I restarted to re-upload back on YouTube as well. And I just took those moments, not for granted, but I took those moments to really think about what I've done and what I shouldn't have done. And to really enjoy life with my family because I don't know what I was doing, but I know what I'm doing now. And I know I should be careful and I shouldn't always really think to myself, if I have friends now that can be honest with me, I should be honest with them too. But I'm also cautious, so I don't want to tell them everything to where they're tired of hearing this. So I always try to keep that boundary or that line that's in between the friendship where you don't cross. I always try to stay the farthest behind that line while my friends are like on the other side. They're like probably like 12 feet away from that line. Now I'm probably like 100 miles back away from that line. And they're like looking over the line, looking for me like, where did she go? Where's all her stories? What does she have to say? And I don't ever really know if my friends ever thought of most things I said was true or false. But things I did apologize to my friends for. And things I think at the end of 2019 and in the beginning of 2020, I did go to my friends and I did honest things. I said the truth. I apologized. And apologies don't always help, so I'm thankful that a few of those friends, I think all of them, one friend I cannot get in touch with at the moment, but I'm thankful that those friends accepted my apology and that I can be more truthful to them this year and within the years. Because I should not take them for granted. And you should be honest with your friends. Unless they're like those one friends that are like classmates, but they're trying to be your friends. Okay, like those, you just like, I'm sorry, but you gotta stay back, you know? There's just a certain feeling where I don't know who feels this or if this ever is a feeling, but there's a feeling where like no one should know everything. No one should hear everything about this. Like, it's just only, if it's about me, then only I hear it. And hearing that right now, that's selfishness. And I hear that it is okay to be selfish. But honestly, for me, it's not okay for me to be. I don't care if no one else around me. If anyone else around me is selfish, then I don't care. That's just not really interest in me. But I'm not a self-centered person either. But I was selfish, and I'm very humble, I guess, to not be selfish anymore. And to probably soon be after, I mean, when the pandemic should be over soon by now. That way I can just continue this honesty, because it's not a game. This is life. So I'm going to be okay. I feel things are going to be fine. There's no reason for me to lie. I shouldn't have lied in the first place. I didn't lie about every single thing to my friend. But a few things are just not okay. Probably because I lack communication skills. But I have been working on that since being around family members that I haven't seen in a while. I've been working on that. And I think it's really helped and healed me. So I'm thankful that I'm still learning most things. And it still takes some time to get used to. But I think I gotta really not push myself. But I gotta walk myself through before running all the way through everything and making a mess. So I think now, and now and always, probably I'll be okay and things will be okay. Because I'm still learning and things will get figured out. Things will get figured out. I don't know why my voice is going in and out today. Okay, let's talk about knowledge. I actually don't want to talk about this topic. Okay, so my knowledge. My knowledge. I speak what? 4 languages? Knowledge. I'm an intermediate in Japanese. Still a beginner in Spanish. I'm still learning English, believe it or not. I'm still learning English. German, I do not speak anymore. I used to speak the tiniest bit of German with my granddad, my grandfather, but he has passed away, so there is not really no one to talk to German with. Even in the tiniest bit, we didn't really have conversations. It just was the smallest words, like probably saying no, or probably saying numbers. It was just tiniest words or phrases that you would probably learn in school is how you spoke a little in German. But my knowledge is that I do want to keep learning things about this earth, and I don't really, maybe I should, but I don't really care for who I am, actually. But I know I should. So, things have been working. I don't know about working out, but they've been working. I know that. Knowledge. Every time I say that word, my mind is blank. Like, I know that word when I hear it, but I don't know that word when I say it. So, knowledge is knowledge. Yeah, okay, last topic of today, because I don't want to make this episode too long, but the last topic of today is school, and surprise, surprise, school is starting back up, and last time school started back up in September for me, now it's going to be August, which is so strange for me to start school in August, because I am a homeschooler, so I'm saying, why is school starting so soon? Like, I just went on summer vacation like the second week of June, and I only like had July for like summer vacation. It's like everyone else gets 2 months of summer vacation, and I only get like probably 1 month. And I just, school, just hearing about the word is so stressful. I remember, I burped. Was it last week? I think it was. Last week? No, not last week. I don't know. Probably a couple weeks ago, my mom had took me and my siblings back to school shopping. And oh my gosh, I just hated seeing everything, every single school supply, everything, everybody's shopping, everybody new backpacks, new this, new that. Just the word school, back to school, is just so aggravating, so irritating. I mean, going back to school itself, like going back to your school is like, okay, I'm here. Things are new. Things are not new. Some things are old. Some things are not old. This person's new. That person's new. Oh no, this person's old. No, this person's really old. It's just like, I guess it has less but more of a nostalgic feeling to it. So you don't know what to grasp onto. I mean, I'm not in middle school anymore. I'm not in elementary anymore. So if you can eliminate those. Yeah, it's getting closer to that college year. But I'm not stressed. I'm not stressed at all. And I'm not sad at all about anything about college or going up in the grade year. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but I know for other people that's a very sensitive topic. So I won't really go into that because I don't know. There's no reason to offend anyone. Like, why would you do that? There's no need to do that. But back to school has offended me very much. I just do not like it. I cannot stand it. Out of the three friends, only one of them will be going to the same school as me, I think, unless they have moved too. So two of those friends have moved already. The third one said that they would be moving too, but they do not know when. So maybe this year I will try to practice more communication in people's schools. Because after those three friends, who knows, grow up, where do I go? Because I've always had like friends back in elementary and middle school. I always had friends that guided me through school, and I follow behind them. Like they walk in front of me or they walk on the side of me, and I'm still walking behind them because I've always been in like a friend group, or there's always been two pairs. I've always had like what you call it? What do you call it? It's called a best friend. I always had more than one best friend in elementary, and they would always kind of like cross arms with me and walk side by side. Cause I guess they just thought I was like, cause I was a very shy kid. They just thought they might lose me or something might happen. I don't know why they thought that. And all the time back in elementary, whenever my hair was curly or my mom did press comb my hair, they would always touch it. They'd be like, "Your hair is so soft." But I guess that's every other kid too. That's a grown up in an American school where everyone gets to go. Well, we won't talk too much about into nationalities and ethnicities right now, but if you have grown up in American school where you see everyone from all kinds and everywheres and all the ethnicities, then you know they can always kind of look at you differently and think of themselves as differently. And that bothered me a lot because it's like, why do you always see me as different? We're literally the same. But growing up and gaining more knowledge, I should have mentioned back in the last topic, you do learn quite more than a few things, and you get to acknowledge more than a few things. So, I mean, it was nice. It was nice growing up in American schools. I do want to try going to school abroad because I think the experience will be more than different, but I think I can also learn a bit more. I'm not always ready to learn, but I can learn more than a few things. Okay, let's try staying on topic. School seems like it will be okay this year. I mean, I have to go to a student orientation soon, so I mean, I got through school before. I mean, who got what, all A's to 1B? I'm always good. I hate writing essays. I'm always good in like English, and last time I had what, like English 2. Oh, I hate writing essays. We write like only 2 or 3 essays last year. I don't know, because a lot of kids had to be on Zoom, and then I was on Zoom. And the teacher, I guess the teachers had a difficult time grading everything, going on Zoom and grading, and then in person and grading, and maybe things got messed up. I don't know, we had a lot of computer errors. It seems like it's been like that a bit of everywhere lately. But yeah, I've always been like writing essays and good at that. But then when it comes to math and then like geometry and algebra, no, like what is that? Why would you put letters and numbers in the same? No, and then you add in shapes. Okay, see, now I get it because I got the grasp of it. But then back then in the last grade, no, I just could not. But I think I'm gonna be all right this year. I think I got it. No, things are gonna be cool. I remember waking up, what was it, like 5 days ago? And it was like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. And I was like, oh my gosh, why does this morning feel like a back to school morning? Like the time you get up and get ready for school early in the morning and then have to leave out. I just woke up, I was like, oh my gosh, I hate this morning so much. It feels like back to school weather. Oh, it was so cringy. I was trying my best to go back to sleep. And I felt like getting ready and going to school. I was like, no, all this back to school stuff, I cannot do it. Cool. It's gonna be all right. Went back to school shopping myself. The last thing I needed was a planner, because those have been helping me for school lately. Well, not lately because it's summertime, but last time in school, having a planner did help me keep things on schedule. And when I couldn't do things at a certain time or I didn't get the thing done, I always tried to do it the next day. But then I did get lazy with having a schedule, and I just I yeeted my planner across my room, and I couldn't do it no more. But I had to pick it back up, and I had to keep going because no one else was gonna get that work done. So I did get it done. I didn't want to do it though. But who else is gonna do it? Whose grades are gonna drop? Actually, there was a time and point where I didn't care where my grades go. Honestly, no care at all. You can tell me about it. No, not interesting me. But I thought, well, what else is there for me to do now? I do want to thank my audience for listening for today's podcast. I was, and I still am, very excited that I'll be uploading this podcast today. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna try to work on getting better audio for each episode of the season, because I want it to sound kind of professional. I want it to sound all right. I want to make sure those listening with headphones are not disturbed by the echo, because I do record in the bathroom still. But I would try to work on things. And as for uploading schedules for each episode, I won't say exactly what I'm doing, but I will say that I am trying monthly, maybe once a month, or maybe more than once a month. I will try to upload one episode a month. Ooh, hopefully, wonderfully, I won't have anything too harsh for next month's episode when we go back to school. I think it's gonna be okay. I'm not lying, hopefully. Wonderfully. And I am so very, I want to say the word happy, but I know I'm just more than excited than happy to be back on another episode and be able to talk again after not really saying much after quite some time. So thank you to all of you that are listening again. And please do not worry. I'm okay. I'm not crying. I'm literally not crying. I don't know why my voice is like this, but in the next episode, I will try to clear my voice better. And thank you guys again. so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace.